So the Befriend and Service is a project, I suppose, delivered by Monaghan Volunteer Centre, which is a project of Monaghan Integrated Development. And the Befriend and Service is a dual service at the moment. We offer good morning phone calls or phone calls throughout the day to older people who may be feeling isolated or in need of some companionship. Mm. And then we also offer, once COVID guidelines allow, we would have volunteers who then would visit with a client once a week or twice a week, just to provide some companionship, a friendly ear, just to keep them company, really.
Perfect. And it's a really good idea because it's so simple. I mean, that phone call can make such a difference, I'm sure.
Definitely. Well, I suppose, especially at the moment, people can feel quite isolated.
Yeah.
There's very limited in where they can go. A lot of services have had to be suspended. So I suppose the befriend and call can be a lifeline to the outside world. It can provide, you know, company and a chat. Sometimes it can be the only phone call that somebody would have in a week. Sometimes people can have family surrounding them, but it's nice to have an outside voice just to talk about what's going on in the community. Mm. We would try to match our clients with a volunteer who would have similar interests. So, you know, it could be good as well just to talk about, you know, books or whatever they're interested in as well.
Mm. And I'm sure it seems so simple, but I'm sure it can be a bit complicated sometimes, is it, in being able to match up those interests and things there? I mean, is it a difficult service to keep on the road?
So we're very lucky. In fact, we have volunteers. We have Monaghan Volunteer Centre. So
yeah.
Volunteers register with Monaghan Volunteer Centre. So we have volunteers who have from a variety of different backgrounds. So a lot of the time we would have, you know, a wide variety of volunteers. So to be honest with you, matching the volunteers with the clients, I suppose the bigger struggle is getting the word out there that the service is there for people and encouraging people, you know, to take that first step and to make the phone call. And whenever you make the phone call, it's myself that you would be speaking to. And then we would go through the process then of, you know, a couple of phone calls, get to know you and to match you up with a volunteer. All our volunteers are also Garda vetted and go through some training with ourselves as well. So the security and to know that the person you're speaking to, you know, has been vetted. Because I know sometimes that's an issue, that trust issue, you know, is for older people, knowing that they're speaking to somebody that they can trust. I'm also at the end of the phone and I would check in with our clients and volunteers just to ensure that, you know, they're happy receiving their calls, that they're getting the most out of the service. And, you know, and if there's ever any issues, you know, if it's not going well, we can, you know, we do have other volunteers there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure, like you said, I mean, the worry sometimes can be for people who are using the service as to how authentic the other person on the other end of the phone is, that kind of thing. I mean, there must be great peace of mind from the process that you have set in place there with the Garda vetting and things like that.
Yeah, well, definitely. The feedback I get from our current service users is that it really does provide a lifeline for them. You know, they do feel that they have my number, they have the other ladies in the office, you know, they can contact our office if there's any issues whatsoever. I suppose the best transparency is the best key to, you know, to making the project work, and that, you know, to keep the lines of communication open for everybody, and that the service is there as well and it's working well.
Are there many people who would partake in it or who would use the service?
We do. Well, we would have, at the moment, we have clients in the Carrickmacross area.
Yeah.
We have clients in Carrickmacross, Blaney. You know, we cover all areas of County Monaghan. So at the minute now, we would have a good number of clients, and that's where we would actively encourage people who are in the community to, you know, to get in contact with ourselves if they feel the service would be a benefit to them.
Yeah. And in terms of volunteers then, I mean, is it difficult to find the people to give up their time to do it, or I suppose, are you always looking for people to get involved to be the person placing the call?
Yes, to be honest, the volunteers are very forthcoming off their time, and we have a really, really good, you know, amount of volunteers, and they're really dedicated. to the service. They get a lot out of it as well. You know, it's really good for them. They get a lot out of it. But we're always looking for volunteers. So yeah. If there's anybody out there also who feels that, you know, this project, I would like to give up some time to provide some companionship to somebody, you know, to get in contact with ourselves as well.
It's great to see. I mean, I'm sure, and I know we'll be talking to Carmel on Thursday's programme, who would use the service. It must be great for the people who are receiving the call to have that listening ear, I suppose, to be able to chat to someone, as well as for the people who are placing the call as well. I mean, it works both ways.
No, definitely. As I say, there's a lot for the volunteers that are getting the sense of, you know, they're connected to this wider network of befrienders, of, you know, from Monaghan Volunteer Centre, yeah. Monaghan Integrated Development. Some of our clients or volunteers would, you know, they would volunteer in a few different projects. So some would go on and some would do Meals on Wheels. I suppose during COVID as well, you know, in the pandemic, people have wanted to, you know, get involved and help out in the community. So it's given them that sense of, you know, being able to help out during, I know that's been a crisis for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who want to get involved from either end of the process, I suppose, want to call or want to place a call, what do they need to do?
So if they want to contact myself, Lisa Hackett, you can phone me on 087 065 6793. You can visit Monaghan Volunteer Centre on www.volunteermonaghan.ie, or you could email me lhackett@midl.ie. And can also just say, for your listeners in Cavan, there's also a similar service in Cavan. So if they wanted to visit www.cavancoco.ie, there, as I say, there's similar services in Cavan and they can contact through that website.
Brilliant. Look, thanks a million for your time today, Lisa, and best of luck with it all. It's a fantastic service and thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.